shut your face. We speak the truth here. We only like to talk about the truth. Real life, nitty gritty shit. Okay. We don't like lies. We don't like liars. We like the real deal. And we also talk to some really cool people. So thanks for listening. Check us out on our Patreon and hit that follow button. Hi, it's Brianna. I'm back. Thank you. Thank you for being here. So this episode, I wanted to talk about, I don't know where that light's coming from. All right. And I don't know where this little thing right here is coming from. So I'm sorry. Competition and collaboration. I am probably way too honest to a fault. So I'm going to talk about some things that may make your mind get a little going. I hate that fucking quote that says, competition happens at the bottom, collaboration happens at the top. Let me explain something to you. I'm going to say one thing that's going to make you absolutely just laugh at that quote. Do you see Nike and Adidas collaborating? Just think for a second. Do you see CVS and Walgreens collaborating? The collaborations that you ever do see out there, like let's say Lainey Wilson and Stanley, okay? There's contracts involved. X amount of money, profits, name, copyright, IPs, blah, blah, blah. There are contracts involved because people are people. So you cannot, I mean, if you want to walk around the world with rose-colored glasses on and just think that, oh, they're my friend, you're going to get hurt and you're going to get hurt bad. I'm not sitting there saying that nobody is your friend and there aren't any good people out there. Yes, there absolutely are good people out there. But the drive and the determination that you have to run a business, and we'll go up the ranks, okay? We'll talk about Amazon, and we'll talk about like massive companies, not small businesses, okay? Are massive artists and songwriters and singers. There are contracts involved to protect parties. Because competition always exists. It exists on every level of business and life. Whether you're at the bottom or you're at the top. As a matter of fact, it's far worse at the fucking top. I hate that quote because it makes people believe that like it's greater once you get to a certain level. No, it's not. It's far worse actually. And I'm not even saying that from an experience standpoint. I'm just saying that you can look and see for yourself. Nike and Adidas are not hanging out on Friday nights. What's up, dog? You want to collab on a shoe? No, that ain't how it works. If anything, they're watching each other and heavily competing with each other on things like sales and marketing and PR and designs and stuff of that nature. They are far from collaborating. Now, if you want to get into the music industry, like let's say Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift, right? They did Bad Blood, right? There's a contract involved. X amount of money, what right, here, there, all this kind of stuff is laid out. They're at the top. They're collaborating with a competitive mindset. I hate that quote. That quote misleads people. And it misleads people who are working for themselves, small business, medium businesses, whatever have you. Most of people aren't that naive, but the average person is just gonna think, oh, okay, well, let me hook up with my friend that does what I do for a living. We had a particular situation one time. I'm going to go back to the strip club. I was bartending one night, and the club that I was at, it wasn't a new establishment. The building had always been there, but the company I worked for bought that building and revamped the whole entire thing, just cleaned house and redid everything. So it really upgraded the establishment and the people and things of that nature. And so when the community saw this going on, i.e. the competition down the road, people get curious. They get nosy. They want to see what's going on, right? So I'm working one night, and I worked the busiest nights. I worked Friday and Saturday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights every week. And I picked up shifts all the time. But anyways, I worked my ass off, and I was working, I'm pretty sure it was a Friday night. I'm more than positive it was. And it had just started getting some momentum because, you know, when you say strip club, you think not a lot of people. The clubs I worked at got busy. It was a lot of people. It got busy. It was a thing to do, and it was fun. But anyways, we were busy. It was probably, I was serving alcohol, so it was definitely like 11 or 12 o'clock. It was like right in that area where you just got your biggest hit, and then it's going to start dying down a little bit. Bartenders will know what I'm talking about. Anyways, all of a sudden, about 12:30, 1 o'clock, this big crowd of dudes come in. Now, if you've never worked in a club establishment, whether it be a dance club, strip club, bar, corner joint, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. But the people that have will understand what I'm saying. You know this crowd. This crowd comes in at a particular hour. They're already been drinking. They're arrogant as fuck. And you just get it. You just know what kind of, you just know how they're going to act. Okay? Again, if you're security and you're a bartender, you'll understand what I'm saying. And that's that vibe I got from these dudes. It was a group of guys, probably about 4 or 5 guys. They come in, they come into the bar, they all of a sudden start talking some shit. And I'm all of a sudden like, not that bartender. I'm not going to deal with you. So he starts ordering. And then next thing I know, I see these little cards all over the bar. Again, this is like 12:30, 1 o'clock. So you're picking up, you're starting to clean up, and then, but you're also picking up tabs, but you're also like, you're not in the like weeds of straight up happy hour. I notice these little cards. These little cards are from the competing club up the road. So you come into our club to promote your club and spend money with us. No, get out of my face. Are you crazy? To me, that is sleazy. And it's riding the coattail. It's like, it's just like standing at, it's like CVS standing at the door of Walgreens going, they suck, don't buy from them. Okay, so you have to do that to succeed? Anyways, these guys come in. The cards are laying there. I go to my manager at the time. Me and him were really close. And I was like, dude, do you see this? Are you going to say anything? Are you going to do anything? He's like, no. Let them do it. Just let them do it. Because I love this. I don't know what it is. Anyways, he's like, just let them do it. And I'm like, I'm not mad. I didn't say anything to the people at first. Because you still have that thin line of, okay, they come in as customers. That's cool. We don't want you to throw that on me. They come in as customers. I got to treat them as a customer. Even though what they're doing is unsolicited and it's technically illegal. But he's like, just let them do it. Because our customers, our people that are there, are going to look at that and go, they're going to give us our own pat on the back. So you got to come to us in our club to promote yours. You have to make us look bad to make you look good. People see through that stuff. And they don't respect it. I mean, it might be fun for a little bit, but they don't respect it. So, and normally those places don't last. But I don't know if they did or didn't. But the whole point of the story is this. You know, when you see people that are trying to cut down another person or another competing business, even if they don't do what they do for a living, it looks worse on them than it does on you. So, number one, that's your advantage. But number two, you know, it's common sense. It's common sense to be like, well, why are they trying to collab with us? I want to help you. No, you want to help yourself is what you want to do. Which is fine. You want to be on the same team and be able to do that. But that gets into what I was just saying a minute ago, like Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar. There's contracts involved. There's things laid out. This is how it's going to be. This is not how it's going to be. That's the kind of stuff that you want to talk about. People that just want to collab, just to collab without anything that's, you know, going to be beneficial for both parties, they're not trying to collab. They're being nosy, or they want to try to knock you off of your game. Because some people, that's the only way that they are able to succeed in life, is to hurt somebody else. I don't agree with that. I don't have to do that. But you have to be aware that there are people out there that do that. So, when I see that quote, it makes me think one or two things. One, are you fake as fuck and do I need to have to watch out for you? Or two, are you genuinely wanting to grow yourself as a business and not degrade somebody else to do that? So, I like to think a little deeper when I see that quote. It's like a red flag to me, because it makes me think. It's just like, you know, you see people that boast about being Christians and Christianity and all of this kind of stuff. One of the things that people never seem to talk about is the bad ones that do that to their advantage. They do it to make you think you can trust them. So it's all a show. It's all like a mask. And when you see people make the comments like, those are usually the ones that'll fuck you over, or da 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 da, that's because they're masking something. It always blows my mind how, like, tatted up people, it's becoming a more norm now. It's not what it used to, taboo as it used to be. But like tatted up people and bikers and like cowboy, rough people, rough around the edges, are worried about, when those are the ones that you should least worry about. Those are the ones that are more upfront and honest with you, that you can actually trust, versus the ones that come across as very clean and I'm good, I'm trustworthy, I'm nice, and then they got little devil horns coming out the back. It's a cover up. It's a cover up. They're covering up for something, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. The rough around the edges people, they're like that to protect themselves because they're so good hearted. And the really, really clean and polished ones are covering up for the shitty shit that they do. That's usually how it is. So, back to my whole point of this. You know, when you see people post that quote, to me it's like, okay, are you just trying to be nosy? Are you trying to get in a little bit and then fuck some shit up? Let's be real here. And then to, you know, the other part of that conversation is, not everything is a competition. You know, we'll go back to Nike for a second. So Nike has pretty much indefinitely has the Jordan. Like, it is what it is. On a side note, his mama set him up. I don't know if you've watched that movie or not, but it's a pretty good movie. It's called Air, or Nike Air, something like that. It's got Matt Damon in it. And Ben Affleck, whatever. His mama set him up, whatever. Nike owns the Jordan. A percentage of the sales of the Jordan goes to Michael Jordan, or whatever his establishment estate is, or whatever that is, right? Okay? They don't have to worry about a competitor with the Jordan. The Jordan is the Jordan. That's it. They own the IPs. They own all of that kind of stuff. They don't have to worry about a competitor coming in. Will there be a new and better shoe? Sure, but there will never be another Jordan. They have to worry about protecting that asset. So I had a conversation with a guy literally yesterday who called me being nosy. And we got to talking about this very same thing, like working with mentors and all that kind of stuff and blah, 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 blah. I don't know about other people, but to me, I'm not competitive. You can never be me. I am protective. There is a huge difference, at least in my mind, between protective and competitive. Competitive is like Yeti and RTIC, who Yeti sued and won, actually. So RTIC basically just said, we're going to compete with you with the very same thing that you have. That's what we're going to do. And Yeti had to protect their asset of what they had and won. Nonetheless, there's a difference between being protective and being competitive. You know, you have people that may work with you and help you, but they're only going to help you until you get to a certain level. That's just humans. I mean, I hate to bust your rose-colored glasses bubble on what life is and there being great people, and there are, but that's just the law of the land. Like, that's just survival. Basic survival instincts. But he said that the people he was working with kind of started to not work with him again. And because he had apparently grown from what he was doing to what he is doing now. And that's like pretty much why. Like, you have to protect your livelihood and what pays your bills. And it's funny to me to see people try to spin that off as like they're bad or they're like not good customer service, or they don't want to collab. They're competing. No, sweetie, we're protecting because you trying to do something. That's why. That's what I see when I see that quote. You trying to spin it off like the company's bad or the person's bad because they don't want to collab with you. No, I want to know why you worried about me and not worried about yourself. That's what I want to know. I'm a nice person. I don't have to prove that. I can get along with people. I don't have to prove that. But you trying to be shady, that's what that is to me. It's just like that girl I had that was buying stuff from me just to turn around and do what I do. And it blows my mind that people are like, that's okay, that's not a problem. Okay, sis, let's let your friend, okay, let's let somebody you work with come in your house and befriend you and your family just to fuck your husband. Is it not okay now? I'm not sorry for being a bitch about what I'm trying to say, but it's the truth. Everybody has to watch out for each other and themselves. It's just reality. It sucks, and I'm sorry. But, you know, you can't sit here and change the world and make people not feel certain things. Just like, you know, we'll go back to the guys that come in the club. They felt threatened by our presence. So they tried to collab with us because they felt threatened. And that collab was really just being nosy and to try to knock your knees and steal our customers. Collab. That's why I hate that quote. And I, all of a sudden, if I see you post it, I'm going to take your ass and I'm going to put you over here on the back burner and go, let's keep an eye on that motherfucker. Because you fake. That's fake as fuck. And it just goes back to like me and the whole like trying to speak to people who stalk me and watch me. And she had to spin it off. It's so obvious. I think people are seeing it more now. She had to spin it off like I was crazy. She had to spin it off some type of way to cover her ass. When what she was really doing was stalking me to get information and stalking me to like send it to somebody else. And she was watching and learning from me instead of speaking to me. And I called her out on it. That's another red flag to me in business. If you're constantly watching me, but you can't speak to me, you're up to some shit. You're shady. That's what that is. That's shady. Just imagine that you're like working in your office. Okay, like you're working. And there's a white van sitting right outside there watching everything that you do. Would you go, This is what people were saying. Would you go, oh, they're just admiring your work. They're just shopping. Or would you call the cops? You'd probably call the cops after you went outside and said, hey, what are you doing? That's basically what I did, just on the internet. But anyways, I digress. I tend to fall sideways when I get to talking. Be leery of that quote. Maybe this will help somebody or make somebody think a little more. But to me, I'm leery of that. I'm a little leery of that type of quote. Because you do have good people that will help you go up a step. And you could help each other. Absolutely. I'm all down for that. I'm all down for collaborating in the sense of I'll give an association gift cards to give out if they accept it, you know, or we will do a sponsorship and they'll buy stuff from me, or, you know, I'll send somebody a free shirt and they give me a shout out. That's collaborating. I do that all the time. I've been doing that. Okay. But to say if you don't want to collab with somebody on certain degrees and certain levels and call it competition, that's not necessarily true. There's a lot of people I wouldn't collab with because I don't trust them. I don't feel threatened by them by any means. I just don't trust them. So actually, you know what? If that does make you feel threatened, you should. You should fucking feel threatened, actually. Because if somebody is threatening your peace and what you've built and you feel the need to protect it, you damn right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can call it what you want to call it. And it wouldn't necessarily be competitive as much as it would just be protective. And that's where I think a lot of people like to blur the lines to support their narrative. It's not competitive. It's being protective. So let's think a little bit. Now, the next thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, and I made a post on my Facebook about this, is the Outlaw Equine situation. It still just absolutely tears me up to think about that Vegas vet. He literally kicked that horse because it was sedated to keep it from choking itself and to get it up. Trying to keep it alive, and we lost a good person. Because of social media. Because of the hanging on social media. That's why. And I'm just sitting here thinking, there's no way I can make a difference. There's no way this one little YouTube video is going to make a difference. Or this one little podcast, nobody's going to fucking hear it. But I hope whoever does hear it just sits there and thinks for a second. Like, do I want to contribute to this problem? Do I want to be that person? Because for me, when they drug me through the mud the first time, I said nothing. The second time, I stood up for myself. But don't you know I've got a list a mile long of people that ran their mouth on them posts and then turned around and come back and bought something from me? This is why you can't believe shit on the internet. Literally just did an award for a girl yesterday, and this girl got something from me, posted it on social media about how much she loved it, she loved me, blah, 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 turned around and jumped on a post that was hating on me from this girl who tried to play me off with bad customer service, but it's a long story. Whatever. Her friend does embroidery. Do with that what you will. She jumped on a post about me, talking crap about me. I called her out on it in a messages. I go, I'm sorry, what? She says nothing. Literally turned around and did an award for her yesterday. And actually, the piece of leather I had made initially looked like shit. So I redid it and made sure that I could give her the best product that I have. Even though she talked shit about me and lied about me on the internet. This is why y'all can't believe anything that you see. I'm telling you. Ever since this has happened to me, or I had dealt with what I dealt with, I question every single thing. You literally cannot believe nothing. It is mind-blowing to me that people, one, just blatantly lie. I mean, that doesn't shock me. It mind blows me because I don't lie. I just don't. I can't live with myself if I lie. And they think that that's not signing themselves up for their own karma. That's what karma is. Karma is not a punishment. Karma is you get what you put out. That's why you'll see a lot of small business owners, they say to spend money into the economy because it'll come back. That's karma. Creating good karma. That's what that is. Or creating bad karma. It's both sides. You can create all kinds of karma for yourself depending on how you act. That's why I don't do that, because I don't want no bad karma. But literally, that list is growing. Another girl. I just did an order here recently that I posted. She specifically told me, I will never do business with you again. Because she was friends with some girls that was running her mouth. She comes back years later in love with it. So, maybe this video will help somebody else who has to deal with that and navigate that, you know. It's sad that social media is a tool that we all need and we all love. I mean, I would not have met near as many of the amount of people that I have met if it wasn't for social media. But on the flip side, I think it's gotten to where now it's a tool that's just abused at this point. Because you can't believe nothing you see. That sucks for the good guys. It's a good thing for the bad guys. It's like, then again, we wouldn't know about things if it wasn't for social media. So there's the good side to it. It's just so many different things to have to navigate. But back to the whole outlaw situation, you know, I don't wish any ill will on anybody. You should never want to do that. You should never want any bad to happen to people. And I honestly, wholeheartedly believe, you know, a person doesn't start and obtain a practice like that for almost 20 years, 18 years, because he started it in 07 without doing a good job. So you have to give props there. You know, do you think that people just are malicious and they just think, oh, fuck it, we're just going to be shitty here? I don't think that that's the case. I find that very hard to believe, if so. But you cannot deny the facts that were presented with this. Okay? The cold, hard facts. And to see people attack that reporter just because she's merely relaying those to you, I don't think y'all realize how stupid that makes you look. Take outlaw out of it. Take the parties out of it. Just look at the situation in its bland state. You look dumb arguing facts. That's how I felt for multiple years, actually, dealing with people who would believe what they were told or who were addressing me based off an assumption. And I'm like, I wonder if you realize how dumb you look. Not that it matters, but you shouldn't act off of assumptions. Whatever, I digress. To attack her just because you don't like what she's saying is not right. And then I saw another girl made the comment that she doesn't do anything good for our industry. It's a disservice or whatever. So you mean to tell me, letting you know about legal matters, important matters, life or death matters, is not a good service for the industry? This reporter that you want to talk shit about, who's letting you know things you need to know, is doing you a disservice? Are you reading your comments before you hit enter? and disregard the whole facts of the situation. Reporter, news, good service. Thank you. You just don't like what you're seeing. And you're having a fight with your ego because your ego doesn't want to be wrong about the person that you thought was perfect. It's the same concept with me and people that I've dealt with. I had this reigning club. She would rather have been wrong about me, but telling herself that she was right. So she was telling herself she was right and that I was wrong, and she was arguing facts. Now I was telling her, I was like, look, you know, what you saw, what happened, this is what really happened, blah, 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 blah. So now, you know, you can feel a little better. She's like, okay. So you would rather believe what's false because that's comfortable for your ego than to sit back and go, oh shit, I was wrong. I was wrong about what they said. And this girl is not who they said she was. I mean, you gotta live your life how you want to live your life. But I'm gonna tell you this right now. You will get a lot further. You'll be a lot more successful if you can learn to separate your ego. Business does not have an ego. Now, there might be people out there who have pride, who are stubborn, but an ego, no. No, they don't have an ego. I had a conversation with Leonard Trailers, and I've been dying to talk about this because what a fucking dick. So I reach out to him to try to talk to him about sponsoring this event that they were having or whatever, you know. And I actually spoke to somebody else who said, you need to talk to this person, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm all about at least networking, at least introducing myself, saying what's up, hey, how you doing, you know. And this dude, all of a sudden, out the jump, just starts being a dick. Like, he's like, you don't need to demand a phone call, you know, da, 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 da. And I just simply said, would a phone call be better? Like, I was accommodating him. And then he proceeds to tell me how I make this amount of money and this many people work for me and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I didn't ask how to run a business. I'm trying to talk to you about sponsorships. And this is what happened. He assumed I wanted him to sponsor me. And I was like, no, we're trying to give you money to advertise us. And it fucked with his ego. For some reason, he felt some type of way. Then we started going back and forth. And I'm the type of person where, here's the deal. I'm the type of person where I'm going to give you grace in the conversation, okay, initially. You don't know me. I don't know you. We're going to try to be like, okay, my bad. Didn't mean it that way, whatever have you. But if you choose to ignore that, let's say we have a mishap and it don't start off on a better foot. It goes backwards on a shitty foot. I'm going to go to hell with you. I'm not going to have any type of, like, if you want to go back and forth, I'm going to put you in therapy by next week. The shit that comes into my brain. And I'm not either proud, not proud. I don't really care, but I'm going to protect me and defend myself if need be. Initially, we'll try to walk away and get away from that. But if you want to keep poking and you want to keep trying me, we will absolutely do it for about 5 minutes and then I got to go. That's what this dude wanted to do. By the end of the conversation, he thought I was a joke or lying or I don't know what his problem was. Again, how do you run a business if you treat strangers this way? I have no idea. You realize that, like, people you don't know spend money, right? Like, you realize that. My favorite line, real quick, my favorite line from a conversation with a girl who wouldn't speak to me. I said, do you think Amazon looks at orders and just ignores them? This is like a light bulb went off in her head. Anyways, that's a lesson in ego. He could have at any point stepped back and said, I'm sorry, I thought that you were something else. And then lead on a good foot. Oh, okay, nice to meet you. I've got to go. Have a great day. That could have been it. But instead, it went all like this. That's a lesson in ego. Don't let your ego fuck you up. Today, actually today is, and I had no idea what it was from. I was like, whoa, who is this person? Where are they from? Like, what? What is this? And I've had companies take my logo and try to use it without letting me know for various reasons. And so I just reached out to the page. I was like, oh, can somebody call me or can I talk to somebody? Like, what is this? And totally my fault. It was completely my fault. I forgot that this girl that's been helping me went into my messages and had told this girl we were going to send them some gift cards. And I completely forgot about it. And I ended up on the phone with this girl and I was like, you know, I wasn't mad. I was just like, how did you get my logo? Like, I'm trying to figure out where this went from. Like, I'd love to send you some gift cards, but I just wanted to figure out what was going on. And she was a little taken back, which I don't blame her, but she was a little like, you know, I can take it down. I was like, no, hold on. Let me just figure out what's going on because you can keep it up. We'll just send you some. I'm just trying to figure out how it got started, like where it came from. Any normal person would think that. And then I got off the phone and I was like, oh, I figured out what it was. We had talked to a lady on the board with that club that I'm friends with. I saw those messages and I called the girl immediately back. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. Thank you for clearing that up or whatever. We got it now. I figured out what it was. Completely my fault. That's where I had the decision of whether I could just be a bitch or I could say, my bad, I messed up. And hopefully I saved that situation. It was a human error, you know. But I thought to myself, does this dude not realize how much of a dick he is? Or he just thinks that I'm nobody so he can treat me that way. Which, I mean, I guess I am is what I'm trying to, like, I'm not trying to make myself to be out like that. But the true character of a person is how they treat somebody that can do nothing for them. That's the true character of a person. So if you ever want to know who you're really dealing with, watch them when they think you're not looking. That will show you all you need to know about somebody. People do what they do when they think you're not looking. That's who they really are. And back to the whole vet clinic situation. When people weren't looking, they were not doing what they were supposed to be doing. Allegedly, this is what the reporter lady said, which got from the USDA's video or whatever. This is the facts that they had. That's who they really are. For me, my situation, who I really am, is nothing that's been portrayed. I'm a very nice person. Have always been nice. Very giving. Very communicative. Like, communicates and does all that kind of. Very honest. So, I made that post. It took me forever to kind of make that post, but I'm really glad I made it because, one, it got to the point to where I was so scared to say anything or do anything on social media. I would just literally be in, I couldn't do it. I mean, there were so many times where I would go to make a post and say something just to be myself and be fun and whatever. And I'd have to delete it because I was scared somebody was going to come at me. And it puts you in a situation where you completely feel helpless. There's like, not like, you're looking at people lie about you and you can't do anything about it. So I would try to like avoid that from happening. I was so scared to post anything. Like my body was literally just on edge constantly. The anxiety was insane. I didn't have this anxiety before. So anyways, I know that's kind of went on and off in all different kinds of areas, but I wanted to put out my thoughts on collaboration and competition. Thanks for coming to this episode of my random rants. I hope that it teaches somebody something or somebody learns something or maybe makes somebody feel relatable or normal in some form or fashion. Because it sure as hell is therapeutic for me.